Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. This morning I apologize for some technical difficulties with the switchboard. Started last week. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we are getting too much information out. I don't know. But we're going to keep doing it anyway until we get it right. And I'll keep trying. And again, like I say, I apologize for the delay this morning. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host on the Blog Talk Radio program, Mother and Daughter Roundtable. I'm sure some people have come on this morning and probably decided, oh, she's not there this morning, so I'm going to do something else. Sorry, I missed you, and I hope that maybe they'll come back and check back with us in a little bit. Good morning, and I thank God for this opportunity to be able to speak to you this morning. In the midst of all that was going on, I said, well, maybe this is a message that some negative energy is trying to keep from getting out. You know, we're going to keep talking about mother and daughter relationships. We're going to keep talking about the importance of it and how it affects the family, how it affects the community, how it affects us economically, and you're talking about socially, and you're talking about the whole world in aspects of women, because all women are daughters. So I thank God for an opportunity to be able to reach out over the internet, speaking to mothers and daughters around the world. Some of the emails are just overwhelming, what people are getting and receiving from just listening and going back and trying some of the techniques in their relationships with their mothers and daughters. I've had a wonderful story last mother and her daughter, and how the daughter told me that she was so excited because of the radio program, it has strengthened her relationship with her mother, and they are now planning activities, doing things on a daily basis of conversations and going out and refurnishing her apartment. And just the fact that listening to the show help her look at their relationship from a different perspective. And that, to me, it's all there is. Because I feel that if you listen to the program and it changed one thing in your life, then that is my pay. That is what I get. That's my gratification. And I see now that people are coming back to the switchboard. I thank you for your patience. We are going to have a great show today, and today our topic is how mothers and daughters are using their faith to get through tough economic times. You know, when we're talking about economic times, it depends upon your perspective and how you look at it and how you're going to deal with it. The Mother and Daughter Blog Talk Radio is a place where mothers and daughters come to have an honest conversation about their mother and daughter relationships and their experiences. So that's what you will experience here on the Mother and Daughter Roundtable. Each Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we express our feelings and share our stories, and I get the good results. I get the emails and the telephone calls that say to me, thank you. I may not actually talk on the show, but I'm listening, and my friends are listening, and we hear you, and they appreciate the women that is talking on the radio, because they said, well, we can't, or you know, some people are just nervous, and they feel that, you know, well, I can't do it, and they can, but it's a comfort zone. But I appreciate the women that get on to expand the conversation, because it broadens their mind and their perspective of the issue which we are discussing. So sit back, relax, call your girlfriends, your mother and daughter friends, even the men in your life. Because I had a gentleman say to me just last week, he says, I listened to the radio program. He said, the reason I listen is because it helped me deal with my relationship with the women in my life, my daughter and my ex-wife and, you know, just my mothers and sisters. I learned so much just from sitting and listening to the women as they talk. He said, even though I don't say anything, I'm listening and I hear. And it also broadens my thinking on how and what I can do with my relationship. And that, you know, I appreciated that. I was like, wow, this is good. You know, I never thought about it from the perspective that, you know, men are out there listening too. I'm always thinking mother and daughter, mother and daughter. But they are listening, and they are trying to learn from us on how to build a better relationship with their wives and their daughters and their friends. So call your friends. Tell them to go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Click on air, the air on air button, and, you know, look for live mother and daughter program. Or you can simply call us at 347-539-5078. Listen to the program. And if you want to join us, you click 1, and I'll get to you and bring you in on the conversation. As I say, every Saturday morning, sit back, relax, get your favorite drink, and pull your daughter or your mother-in-law, sister-in-law, cousin, girlfriend to the table and just sit around and listen to the conversation and continue the conversation even when the radio program is over. You might want to continue the discussion to grow. Start your mother and daughter roundtables, you know, and by all means, give me a call. I'd love to come and be a part of it. Again, my name is Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I am your host at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable radio program on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're talking about how mothers and daughters use their faith to get through tough economic times. Now, before we get into that topic, I'd like to also remind you that we're having a Mother and Daughter Bonding Cruise starting November the 12th through the 15th, 2010. The cruise will be going to the Bahamas, stopping at a couple ports. It's Nassau, Bahama, and Coco Cay. We will have a wonderful time as we discover and strengthen the bond between our mother and daughter relationships. It's a cruise that is designed for mothers and daughters, daughters being 18 and older. But it's not exclusively from just mothers and daughters. We're talking about bringing your mother in law, your daughters-in-laws, your sisters, your stepmothers, stepdaughters, sister-in-laws, your friends, you know, your granddaughter, just a women friend in your life. Because if that particular woman means something to you, you know, it's important that you look at how you can strengthen that relationship no matter how close you are. You know, there's always room for improvement. And just enjoy that relationship even more, because it's very seldom that you can find someone that you really can trust, someone that you can really call a true friend. And that is something you want to value, you want to hold tight to. Sometimes friends are, you're closer to your friends than you are your own sisters. And it shouldn't be that way, but sometimes it is. So friendship is very important, as well as our relationship with our families. So you can email me at drbessie@mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org. You don't have to spell doctor out. It's drbessie. Just want to make sure you get that. Later on, we'll talk a little bit more about the cruise. I sent out emails. Hopefully you got yours. It's only $50 down, $389 for an outside cabin and $336 for an inside cabin. So give me a call, an email, and let me know if you're interested, and send me your email address, and I'll send you the information. I will be sending them out again today. Thank you very much. How mothers and daughters use their faith to get through tough economic times. I want to check the switchboard here. Make sure we are on target. We look good. I see some people have their hand up. They want to speak. Hold on. Just want to get into the topic just a little bit, and then I'll get back to you. Hopefully, let's pray that the switchboard continue to act as it should. And if it doesn't, just keep in mind, faith. We got to have faith to get through this. Father, use my faith to get us through this conversation today. Let's look at the word economics and what it means. You know, when I was thinking about, you know, what is the topic, and I always go in and, you know, the Holy Spirit tell me what I'm supposed to talk about, and I try not to just pick it from me, from within my own consciousness. Either someone will call me, give me a topic suggestion, or, you know, I'll just ask Holy Spirit for a topic because I want it to be broad enough that it touch enough people. And as the switchboard lights up and I see all the people out there, and then it's not even talking about the number of people that are on the internet listening, you know, I want to make sure that it's a broad topic and it's not a selfish topic from my perspective. So when we're looking at economics and we're talking about the economy, I wanted to relate it from the secular point of view and then from what the Bible says, and so that we can look at the two and somewhere in the middle find out how we can get through these times and how to deal with it. So when you're looking at economics, which is a social science, and economics deal with productions, distributions, and consumptions of goods and services. And what it does, it's just a term that teaches you how to collectively manage a household or a business or a group when you're looking at the economics of it. And then you turn back and you look at the economics and how it works and how it interacts with the business, the finances, you know, even government, crime, education, the family, health, law, politics, religion, social institutes, war, and science. Economics is based in everything that we do. So when you look at that, sometimes if you focus on what we hear and listen to on the radio and television, you often hear negative statements about the economy, how bad it is, and how it's getting worse from one report to another. As you turn from one television news broadcast to another, you turn on your radio, it's always about how bad it is, or we're just turning the corner, whatever that means. I heard that term, we are just, the economy is turning the corner. It's like you're driving a car, and you're going to turn a corner. You know, it's hard for you mentally to get a vision of what that means as far as your economics in your life and how your economics affect you and your daughter and your family. Because when economics are the issue and you focus on them, it's going to bring in a certain amount of stress and it's going to keep you off centered as far as keeping you into faith. And as I speak to mothers and daughters, you know, many of them sound alike. I can hear the news report in the conversation. I can hear the fear of how am I going to make it through these difficult times. Some of those conversations start the topic that we're talking about this morning. And as I thought about some of the conversations, I looked at some of my own conversations that I'm having within myself. And I noticed when those kind of conversations come up in my mind, I would combat them with God's promises in my life. And that's the only way I can get through it, because I do. Like I said, we have an honest conversation. I have some of the same thoughts, some of the same feelings, you know, and things will jump up. Oh, how are you going to make this happen? Oh, next week this has got to come up. You're going to be faced with this, and you're going to be faced with that. If I focus on that, I'm not going to have a very pleasant day. So what I try to do, as I try to use, and not try, what I do is that I use my intro conversation. And it's a job, because you have got to always be ready when the negative conversation come up trying to tell you what you can't do or what the fear, what's going to happen that's going to increase fear in your thoughts, which will paralyze you mentally if you focus on it. I simply replace it with Mark 11:22, have faith in God. And that seems to just ease the pressure. Because what else do you have? I mean, you cannot change the economy. You have to work within the system because we're here on this earth. You have to deal with the relationships in your life and the economy, which means your finances. Let's take it from the financial piece. If your money is tight and you can't make your ends meet, the stress from that can keep you from being pleasant with your daughters, keep you from being pleasant with your family. So we've got to figure out somewhere within our intro conversation, what can we do as mothers and as daughters to come up with something that is comfortable for you to work with? I go in and I use have faith in God. And I'm just going to believe God that this too will pass. And I just keep repeating it, and I just keep saying it, and then I come up with one of the promises. You know, there's over 3,000 promises in the Bible. And I'll come up with one of the promises to combat the challenge of the intro conversation. Now, that's what I've taught over the years, the intro conversation, over 30 years. And that's what I do when I'm working with mothers and daughters, even in groups or one-on-one, talking about the words that you use that creates a thought, that creates a vision, that creates your reality. And you have to find a comfort zone to build your faith, because if you look at where you are at this moment and you listen to the things that you hear on television, it takes you outside of faith, because all of that is what you see. That is not faith. Faith is that you don't see, things that you don't see. So you have to really come up with a system. And mine is to come up with a statement that each time when I'm challenged with what's going to happen, I combat it with one of the promises and having faith in God. I hope that makes sense to you. It works for me. It gets me through just the topic that we are saying today, how mothers and daughters use their faith to get through tough economic times. You got to speak to yourself, and you got to act as if it is. And I tell people just to be like a child. You know, pretend. When you were a child, you used to pretend that you were a doctor or a nurse or whatever it was, and it felt good. You could feel it. It was real. You know, no one could not tell you that you was not a nurse or a teacher. A lot of young ladies were teachers, and I'm going to teach you. And you would sit them down, and you would teach, and in your mind, you believed that. And in order to get through tough economic times today, you've got to create a concept of pretense in your mind that you are. This helps build your faith. It goes back to the statement, and unless you become like a child, and you think about that, become like a child. Yeah, you've got to pretend. The subconscious mind will believe whatever it hears. So when you act as though you are economically sound, everything is going well, and you keep repeating those, your subconscious mind will receive them. And then all of a sudden, you'll start moving into so your words have created a thought, and that thought has created a vision, and then you start moving into that reality. Don't keep testing the waters. Sometimes what we do, we ask and we get the answer, but then we'll make another decision. And then all of a sudden, we start sinking. We say, oh, and we find ourselves going outside. You got to bring yourself back. Just find a promise. There's over 3,000, like I said, in the Bible. Find your promise, find your statement, and use it every time. So that's what I want us to talk about today, and I'm going to, if you click on one, I'm sorry I took so long. There's a couple people there that had their hands up. If you click on one, I'll bring you on so that we can discuss it. What we want to talk about, how do you get through tough times economically and still maintain a good relationship with your daughter and maintain a good relationship, you know, with your family? Join me on the conversation, if you would, please. I missed some people there, but I don't know if you're hearing me out there. I hope you are. I know the switchboard is jumping. The switchboard is completely filled. I'm just hoping that I'm not missing your signal. So if you can, if you just click, let's talk about economic times. I know sometimes people don't want to talk about, you know, economics. But if you talk about it, it helps you get through it. It helps someone else get through it. It's not the easiest time during the economy. But what I usually say, God doesn't know anything about economics. He doesn't know anything about, you know, hard times. That is something that is created, I think, you know, it's created by man. Because we know that we are made from good and, you know, we are made to have abundance. So when we're talking, I'll give an example of a young lady, you know, dealing with her mother. Her mother's so stressed because of losing her job and not having success in finding another job that is really spilling over into the lives of her children and her family. And so everybody is just torn apart because, you know, she is out of work. So when you have a situation like that, you know, sometimes you have to stop and think. If you get too far out into fear, it's hard for you to find a job. Because when you go out to look for a job, you go with that energy that is around you. And when you come in, people don't know. They just know they feel something from you. You go in with that urgency of, oh, Lord, I got to have a job. Please let them give me a job. Instead of going in with, I'm going in here, and this is my job. And I'm going to walk in with faith, and I'm going to walk out with that job. You know, instead of going with that level of faith, they go in with fear. So energy is such a powerful thing that they, you know, the interviewer may say, I don't know what it is, but it was just something about her that just didn't click. And it could just be the fact that you're so anxious, so fearful, that you walk away, and each time it puts you in a different level of depression. So think about that. Now, when I'm working with them to come together and have conversations, and as they discuss it, the daughter is assuring the mother that, you know, you're taking it out on us, and we have nothing to do with it. So therefore, you know, it's causing a ripple in our relationship. So they're going to do what? Look at it from a different angle. They're going to talk about it. She's going to be there for her mother. She's going to help her get through the conversation so that maybe in a few weeks she can go out. And I think her attitude is going to be different. Her energy is going to be different. And we're praying that she gets a job. Economics come into different ways. People commit suicide. They are not focusing. They get feared about losing a job, that they will actually quit, jump, leave a position because it's like they're going to lay us off. You know, so I'm just going to quit, or I can't take it anymore. Heart attacks and stress. How do you deal with economics? Faith. You've got to exercise faith. That's the only thing. You've got to believe without a shadow of a doubt that you are blessed and that God has provisions made for you. And, of course, I'm with you. Sometimes I don't see it. And I say, Lord, I don't see it. I don't know how you're going to do it. I just know you're going to do it. And I have to hold on to that. Even when something is telling me, excuse me, you don't see it? I'm like, no, I don't see it. But I know that it will be. I know I will get through this because I know God can't lie, and I know what he promised me, and I know it will happen. So, you know, with all of that, I'm saying you've got to have that level of faith. Now, I am sure that the switchboard is acting up, and I'm so sorry, and I apologize for that. Because maybe it's a little different now. I wonder sometimes, you know, even with Blog Talk Radio, it is a wonderful opportunity when it works well, and I just don't want someone out there that's trying to say something to me and can't. So if you are clicking on one and I don't see you, just keep trying it, please, and we'll get back. I know there's a couple people, and the switchboard is jumping, but I'm going to keep talking, and I see that you're listening, and I do appreciate that. And we're talking about, and there's some new people coming on, we're talking about how mothers and daughters use their faith to get through tough economic times. Another example of that is when you're dealing with budgets. Now, next week I'm going to have a young lady on that's going to talk to you about budget, how to budget your monies, even with a very low budget, a very low income. She came in, she did a mother and daughter workshop during the conference, and she showed us some simple techniques of how to break your salary down into little individual budgets that added up to be one total sum. So simple. I thought, wow, this is good. So I spoke to her. I wanted her to come on, and I wanted her to teach us that part, and that's going to be a follow-up to what we are doing now with economic times. I sure wish I could get into you guys because I know there's some people out there that want to.
You don't work here?
Hello? Hello? Cecilia? Good morning. Hello. Okay. I'm sure she. Cecilia? Can you hear me? I apologize again. Let me keep going. I can't hear you. Can you hear me now? Good morning. Good morning. Okay. This is weird. Okay, I apologize. I was trying to get the young lady on from 347. And for some reason, I could hear her, but she can't hear me. So anyway, back to mothers and daughters in economic times. I really don't like it when I can't connect with you, and I apologize, but it's out of my control. How mothers and daughters use their faith to get through tough economic times. And tough economic times, you know, when I'm talking about the intro conversation, I'm talking about using your words. Words are so powerful. And I always tell people, in the beginning was the word. When you're talking about the word, words create. And it's a technique that if you practice it, it lessens the stress. It builds your faith. Because when you study the word and you realize everything was created by simply speaking a word. So when you analyze that within yourself and you think, if God spoke a word and he created heaven and earth and we're made in his image, then I should speak a word to my economic situation, to my relationship with my daughter, and create a better environment, a better relationship. So the word will create. But in doing that, you have to exercise one thing. There's just one thing, one ingredient that makes this whole thing work. And that is faith. You've got to believe what you say. You can say it all day long, but if you don't believe it, it's never going to happen. You will spend 10, 15, 20, 30 years, your entire life saying things, and then it will never happen. Just saying the words doesn't mean anything. Words will create, but you've got to have the ingredients, and the ingredients is faith. And a lot of times I deal with, how do you get your faith to the level that it manifests your words into reality? I wish I had the answer to that. I don't. Only thing I know is that I keep saying it, I keep reading, I keep hearing. It says faith come by hearing. I make sure that I keep enough of the word or reading the Bible or listening to and studying and anything that is going to reinforce those words in my subconscious mind. And I'm sure somewhere along the line, if you keep talking and you keep saying, the subconscious mind is going to receive that information. And something is going to click. And I tell you how that works because, in a way, if you think about it, we use our power in small ways. We will say, I want that car. And you know, that's the car I'm going to get right there. And you'll say it and you'll believe it and you'll do everything in your power to make it happen. You'll go to the dealership. You say, that's the car I want. And you'll get two loans, you'll borrow from someone else, whatever it takes, you're going to make that happen. If we use that same energy on everything that we spoke, it would also come into existence. But somehow or another, once we get into something that we think is huge, then we tend not to take it to the next level. We will say it. If it doesn't manifest right there on the spot, then we just say, okay, and you move on to something else. We don't put the same energy into it as if we wanted a dress or if we wanted a house. You know, living in abundance, it's an easy thing if we put the faith to it. But the challenge is how much faith do you have and how much you're going to put into it by studying, reading, and understanding the word to build the faith to know without a shadow of a doubt that those words are true and they're meant for you. And I think that in my life, I think back and I said, you know, I think we're given challenges so that we can become closer to God. Because if everything was fine, we wouldn't have to come to him. But, you know, I look back at it and I said, you know, it makes you come. It makes you, you know, study a little harder. But the intro conversation is the key. The intro conversation is that conversation that you have within your head. It's the conversation that you have with your spirit from within. It always has the answers, whether we're going to accept those answers or not. You will always get the right answer. It's just like when you say about your mother, you know, how does she know? Your mother say something to you. You say, how does she know that? Mother's intuition? Well, it's built into you. You have an unction from God as to what you're supposed to do and the Holy Spirit to lead you. But we as human beings, we are challenged to make our own decision. That's why we have free will. So when it comes to economics, I try to put in place a thought in my mind that economics is small compared to God. It has nothing to do with God's will. There's nowhere in the Bible that you'll find that you have to go through economic discharge in order to get to God. Jesus died and said, you know, you have life and have life abundantly. So with that, we should not have to worry about if we are going to be, you know, the promises and economic challenge. And I'm hoping this makes sense to you. Because to me, I have to fight with it myself. And I just want you to know, it's not that I'm trying to tell you it's an easy road. It is not an easy road. All I'm saying to you is that I want you to look at what is it that you can hold on to, that you believe in, that you can repeat time after time. Because we all have our Bible verses. We all have our statements that we believe in. And that's where your faith is. And take that and use it over and over again each time that you are challenged with a situation about, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through. I don't know if I can make the car payment. The rent is due. The light is due. Look at that and say, this is not the abundant life that Jesus promised me. And you know it's not. So somewhere along the line, it's something that we are not doing. Our faith is not in the right place. It's not in the place that we can believe strongly on what God promised us, because if we really did, we wouldn't go through what we're going through. So find that thing that makes you feel good and have that faith, the verse that you have the faith in. Like I said, mine, it's Mark 11:22. I just keep going and say, Jesus said, have faith in God. No matter what you do, have faith in God. Believe him. Believe what he says. And when I get depressed and I'm getting, I feel myself going to the other side, I keep saying, I have faith in God. God, I believe you. I believe you. You are God. You can do anything. Anything. And I believe you. And if I keep saying it and keep saying it, eventually I find myself getting into a place of peace. And I walk myself through it. It's about the intro conversation. And even when you're walking around, you can say it to yourself. You don't have to say it out loud. You can say it within your conversation. I believe you, God. And this, too, will work out. There's a reason for it. Everything works to the good. And I believe you. So that's kind of the advice that I would give you. Another example of a mother and daughter, you have teenagers, and a lot of times we think of economics affecting adults, and you don't think about them affecting teenagers, but it does. Teenagers are committing suicide because of economics, because of the stress, because of the pressure in the household. Mothers, fathers are arguing with each other. It's all about money. Teenagers want to be like other teenagers, peer pressure. They want to go out, buy the clothes, drive the cars, go to the movies. They want to live like some of their friends who they think are blessed more than they are. And all they see is that they look better than me, and it adds pressure. And when I'm speaking to parents, I tell them, you need to be careful when you talk around your teenagers. Some things you and your husband, or if you're a single mom, you need to just not voice over the phone to your friends, because your children are listening. And when they do, they interpret those things, and it's a greater fear. They don't know what to do with that information. When they hear you say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have children. I don't know how I'm going to feed them. You know, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bill. I don't know how we're going to stay in this apartment or this house. They hear you. And when they hear you, they get scared. And a lot of teenagers commit suicide because they are thinking that they are going to be embarrassed, they're going to lose their house, their friends are going to laugh at them, and they make choices based on your conversation. So be careful when you're talking about your situation to your children or in front of your children. They don't understand it. It adds pressure, and they have pressure at school. So when you add the two together, it's more than a child can handle. There was a young man that committed suicide basically based on the fact that, the same reason, fear, that he was going to be embarrassed. The mother has to deal with it, and the letter states, you know, I didn't want my friends to know that we didn't have any money. So when you're saying, I don't have any money, you may have some money. You know, we say that, well, I don't have any money, you know, I don't have any money, because we're looking at not having money as a certain amount of money that we think that we should have. But children don't understand that. Even when you're talking about grandmothers talking in front of their grandchildren, when you say, I don't have any money, you know, oh, my God, he doesn't have any money. How are we going to eat? How are we going to live? You know, they may not say anything to you, but they're dealing with that. They are living with those thoughts within their mind, and their little hearts are running and pacing, and they're getting excited. What am I going to do? Economics, how mothers and daughters are dealing with economics. You have to use faith. You have to teach faith. You have to speak faith. You have to say to your children, yes, it may not look as we think it should at this moment, but God has it. He always has, and he always will. And there's nothing that we need that we will not get. You have to set up an example of faith to your children, to your community, on your job, and you have to also work very hard to set that example of faith within your heart, because if you don't have it in your heart, people can see through it. You got to believe without a shadow of a doubt that you are okay, that you are taken care of. And as you walk, there's an energy, there's a spirit that will transcend from you to all that you are around. You know, sometimes I go places and they said, I don't know what it is, but it, when you come into a room, it's like, wow, you have a presence. And for years, I was like, oh, okay. You know, but then I realized it's because when I walk in with love in my heart. And I walk in believing that I'm okay. And anything that I have that I'm dealing with, I know how to take it, and I can leave it at home. And I can walk out the door and knowing that I'm okay. And my job is to make people feel that they are okay. And if they see that I feel that I'm okay, I'm like, wow. They feel good when I'm around them. And not just me. I'm around people that I get energy from, too, as well. I'm just using myself as an example from that perspective. But I walk into environments where I feel so good around someone. That's because they're walking in love and in faith, and it exudes from them to you. So when you're talking about having faith and dealing with economic times, think of others and not only about yourself. Think about, how is this affecting my children? How is this affecting me on my job? Because if you go into your job, especially if you're a supervisor or in a management position, you have other people that are looking up to you. And you don't want to, and I know a lot of you can relate to this, when you walk in, someone's saying, well, how's she today? How's she doing today? Because they want to check the weather or the temperature of the supervisor so that they will know how to act during the day, because they never know which way you're coming. If you're coming and out of love and peace for the day, or if you're just angry and stressed out, and they're going to get the effects from that. So you have to look at, economically, I may be in a situation as it looks now, but this is not the real. This is not the reality. This is not the life. This is not the promise that God has made for me. Now, if I'm not living in that, what am I doing that is keeping me from being in the abundance that God has promised me? And we know it's not God. We have to get ourselves together. We have to look within ourselves. We have to reprogram our words, which is going to change our thoughts, which will give us a different vision. And then we start living in the abundance, because the abundance will only manifest when you believe. In order to believe, you have to say the word. Have faith in God. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How you doing, Dr. Bessie?
I am doing fine. How are you?
All right. This is Cecilia from New York. I listened to you this morning, and you are just outstanding. You touch all the basic points. And what I really love is that you took the time to explain in detail about economics. So, so many people are going through right now. And like you said, we have to go through with faith. We got to have faith. And you have to realize that a job is not everything. God is. When you put your faith in God, he will provide. And he will provide for your children. But we just have to let our children know that, yes, I don't have a job right now, but, yes, there is a God. And, yes, whatever you need, we will. God will provide for us. And like you said, don't talk all your personal business around children, because that's not the first child that I heard that you were talking about. Another one of my cousins' son tried to commit suicide over things he could not get. And we living in a hard society stage right now with the economy and everything like that, foreclosure, home, people losing their job, terrorist attack. And I'm in New York, and we just now found a bomb last week. It is really serious. But we have to keep the faith. And with these this radio show, I don't care what burials that you have, just keep doing what you're doing, because I look and I listen for this. I need this. This is like food for me to keep me going. And I know I'm not the only person. And I just thank God for you every day. And I thank God for your show. And keep doing what you're doing. And I love you.
Thank you so very much. I tell you, I was talking this morning. That to me, I just sat there and said, thank you, God. I see people. I see them on the switchboard here. And every once in a while, a hand would come up and something would happen. And it would try to throw me off just a little bit. But I said, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep talking. Rather, you know, if I can't get somebody on, I'll just keep talking. I'll just pray the Holy Spirit tell me what to say, because I don't want to be just going on and not making any sense. I try to be careful with what I say, and I try to also to let know that I am as much in the same situation. We're all growing, and I'm developing my faith as I go, so I'm trying to share what I'm going through and what my clients are going through, and hopefully it'd be healing for someone else. I truly appreciate it. It has absolutely been a wonderful show. I enjoy sharing it, and I'm glad that you told me that you got something out of it, because I wasn't sure what the audience was hearing. You know, I could say the words, but what are they hearing? Are they getting it? So I truly appreciate that comment. Okay?
Yes, we are getting it. And
thank
we need
you.
More
I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep going. Thank you. I really appreciate that this morning, because, you know, Dr. Bessie has her moments too. And this was a day for me, so I truly appreciate it. This time is up. Thank you so very much for listening. All you mothers and daughters out there, I do appreciate you taking your time. I see you. And Cecilia, thank you so much for that confirmation. That made my day. God bless you all. Love you. See you next Saturday at 10 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.